今天晚上跟大家来学习神的名是应当称颂的。
Tonight we will study Blessed be the name of the Lord.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's read Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节。约伯记第一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
约伯便起来撕裂外袍剃了头伏在地上下拜二十一节。
21.
说我赤身出于母胎也必赤身归回。赏赐的是神收取的也是神神的名是应当称颂的。这里讲约伯在试炼当中他极其痛苦。
Here describes Job's suffering.
所以他撕裂外袍剃了头。
So he tore his robe and shaved his head.
那约伯知道终究他会离开这个世界。
And Job knew that he was to leave the world one day.
所以他知道他的存在也是暂时的。
So he knew that his presence was temporary.
但是在最痛苦的时候约伯讲出他为什么拜神。
But in his greatest suffering, he described why he worshipped God.
他拜神不是因为神给他什么。
He worshipped God not because God gave him something.
他拜神是因为神的名是应当称颂的。
He worshipped God because his name was blessed.
所以拜神是在神本身是值得拜的。
So God himself is worthy of being praised.
但是在旧约圣经并没有讲神的名是什么。
But in the Old Testament, it did not say what the name of the Lord was.
因为神的名到新约时代才显明出来。
Because the name was only revealed in the New Testament times.
当玛利亚从圣灵怀胎。
When Mary became pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
约瑟打算把玛利亚休掉。
And Joseph was going to leave Mary.
因为他还没有结婚就怀孕。
Because she was pregnant and unwed.
但是天使告诉约瑟，你要把她娶过来。
But the angel told Joseph that he must marry her.
她所怀的胎是从圣灵来的。
Because her pregnancy came about through the Holy Spirit.
那你要给她取名叫做耶稣。
And you must call him Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名字是天上的神所给的。
So the name Jesus was given by the God in heaven.
那耶稣这个名字就是神的名字。
And so Jesus is the name of God.
到了新约时代才显现出来。
And it was revealed in the New Testament times.
那这个神的名是应当称颂的。
And blessed be the name of the Lord.
我们从圣经看起来有三个原因。
And we see three reasons from the Bible.
让这个名超乎人世间的众名，超乎人世间的每一个名字。
And why it is above every other name in this world.
请看诗篇113篇。
Please turn to Psalms 113.
诗篇的一百一十三篇。
Psalms chapter 113.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们要赞美神主的仆人你们要赞美，要赞美神的名。第二节。
Verse 2.
就是说，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。这里作诗的人不断地重复说要赞美神。
Here, the author repeatedly writes, praise the Lord.
为什么？因为神的名是应当称颂的。
Why? Because the name of the Lord is blessed.
那从今时直到永远。
And from now until forever.
就是世世代代，神的名是值得我们来称颂的。
God's name is worthy of praise.
第三节。
Verse 3.
从日出之地到日落之处，神的名是应当赞美的。这里说日出之地到日落之处就是世界的每一个角落。
So from the rising of the sun to its going down, it means to every corner of the world.
神的名是应该称颂的。
The Lord's name is to be praised.
所以在人世间你只有找到一个名在世界的每一个角落在历史的每一个时段都值得称颂的这个名就是耶稣。
So in every corner of the world, in every past of the history, the only name that can be praised is the Lord's name.
这个名就是在新约时代就是耶稣。
And this name is Jesus.
我们现在看第一个原因。
And now we should see the first reason.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这里说神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。第五节。
Verse 5.
谁像主我们神呢？他坐在至高之处。这也在描写神说他坐在至高之处。
Here it says that the Lord is high above all nations.
啊，什么叫做至高之处？
And what does it mean to be high above all nations?
就是再上去没有了。
It means there's no one above.
所以有的慕道者问说，如果有神，那神是谁造的？
So some truth seekers will ask, if there is a God, who created God?
这个问题本身就有问题。
And so this question has a problem within itself.
因为如果神是被造的，
Because if God was created,
那造他的那个就比他更伟大。
Then his creator is greater than he is.
所以神不是被造的。
So God was not created.
他在最上的，所以再上去没有了。
He is the highest, so there is no one above him.
所以他不是被造，他是自己有的。
So he was not created, he was always there.
那这里说，他在至高之处，
And he is high above all nations.
这个至高也是指着灵界。
And it also means in the spiritual sense.
在灵界里面有千万的天使。
In the spiritual world, there are thousands of angels.
在灵界里面也有魔鬼。
There are also devils.
在灵界里面有天国。
And there's also heaven.
在灵界里面有地狱。
And there's hell.
但是在这个灵界所有的存在里面，那个总管一切最高的那个掌权的就是神。
But in this spiritual realm, the one with the most power is God.
所以他的名是美的。
So his name is beautiful.
那在这个物质界，我们所活这个世界里面最高的一位也是神。
And in our material world, the highest being is also God.
所以第四节说，主，神超乎万民之上。
So it says he is above all nations and above the heavens.
万民，世界上每一个国家，每一个人，神超乎他的上面。
So he is above every single country within this world.
也就是说，人没有一个能够跟神相比的。
So there is no human being that can compare to God.
因为他的地位非常的高。
Because his power is very great.
所以他掌管一切。
So he is a keeper of everything.
因此从第七节到第九节，
And from verse 7 to verse 9,
就提到说人世间不可能的事情，如果神愿意，没有一个人挡得住。
The things that are impossible in this world, if God is willing, there's nothing that can stop him.
从灰尘抬举贫寒人。
From raising the poor out of dust.
如果神要叫穷的富有，富就，他就富有了。
If he wants the poor to become rich, he can do so.
没有一个人挡得住。
There's no one that can stop him.
你看约瑟 被卖做在埃及做这个奴仆。
Joseph was sold to the slaves in Egypt.
时候到，神要叫他宰相，他就变宰相。
And when the time was right, he became the prime minister.
所以人的命运是神在掌管的。
So the fate of humans is within God's hands.
所以第八节说，使他们与王子同坐。
So verse 8, that he may seat him with princes.
就是跟王子一样啊，一样的尊荣。这个神要叫他跟王子同坐，他就跟王子同坐。
So if he can make someone as glorious as a prince, then he can do so.
第九节。
Verse 9.
不能生育的，神就可以给他生许多孩子。
He can make a barren woman give many children.
所以这个神的至高，这个不只是说地位很高，这个包括，他的能力是最高的。
So God's position and his power are both very great.
这个包括他的智慧是最高的。
And his wisdom is the greatest.
这个包括他的爱是最高的。
And his love is the greatest.
所以神的名很美。
So his name is beautiful.
因为他是最高的。
Because he is the highest.
我们先看，诗篇的138篇第六节。
Let's turn to Psalms 138 verse 6.
诗篇138篇第六节。
Psalm 138 verse 6.
这里说，神虽然高，仍看顾低微的人。神虽然高，但是他看顾低微的人。
Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly.
我们教会的福音曾经传到乌干达。
Our gospel has spread to Uganda.
那我。
Uganda.
在非洲一个国家。那你如果问那个非洲人包括这个肯亚的人，你知道乌干达是谁吗？连小孩子都知道。
And if you ask the young children in Africa, even they know where Uganda is.
因为他做国王啊，做总统做了十几年。
Because he's been the president for many years.
他也吃过人肉。
And he's eaten human flesh.
他地位很高。
And he has great power.
但他杀了好多人。
But he's killed many people.
所以大家一想到这个以前那个总统啊，咬牙切齿，非常恨。
So when anyone thinks of this president, they gnash at their teeth.
但是这里说，神坐在至高之处。
But here it says that God sits on the highest place.
但是在这个至高之处，他看顾低微的人。
Yet he regards the lowly.
这个就是神的伟大。
So this is his greatness.
所以以赛亚书第六章说，他以赛亚看到异象。
So in Isaiah chapter 6, it says that Isaiah saw a vision.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
God sat on a high throne.
然后天使在服侍他。
And all the angels were serving him.
当天使在服侍他的时候，呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And when they were serving him, they praised holy, holy, holy.
整个殿充满着云烟，充满着荣耀。
And the whole temple was filled with his glory.
所以神是非常荣耀的一个神。
So God is a very glorious God.
但是他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿，他的衣服啊一直垂下来遮盖这个圣殿。
And his cloak was able to cover the temple.
哦，这个圣殿就是人在拜神的地方。
And the temple is where people worship God.
那一个这么高的、这么荣耀的神
，and such a glorious God.
啊，他的衣服盖在圣殿上。
His cloak can cover the temple.
就是说他的恩典啊，他的怜悯啊，达到这个世界上卑微的人。
So his grace and his mercy can cover us in this world.
所以为什么人认识神一定会拜神
？So why is it that if we know God, we must worship him?
啊，因为神的高带给人很多的恩典。
And because he is so great, he has brought us so much grace.
啊，所以神的高啊会让人感动。
And because he is so great, he touches us.
啊，请看以赛亚书57章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
啊。以赛亚书五十七章
Isaiah chapter 57
十五节
Verse 15
五十七章的十五节
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说啊，这里讲这个就是神啊
Here they are speaking about God
至高至上
The high and lofty one.
没有比他更高了。
There's no one higher than him.
永远长存，这没有开始，没有结束了。
Who inhabits in eternity, so there's no beginning and no end.
那名为圣者
，whose name is holy，
是尊贵荣耀的。
It is the greatest and precious one.
他这样说。
And this is what it says.
我住在至高的圣所，就是天国。
I dwell in the high and holy place, which is heaven.
众人所不能靠近的光里面。
Those and the crowds cannot get near this glory of light.
但是我也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
But I'm with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
哦，所以人在地上如果认识这一位神，我们会非常的尊敬他。
So if we know God from this earth, then we will respect him greatly.
他这么伟大，我们人好像尘土一样，但是他竟然看顾我们。
He is so great, and yet he still cares for us.
啊，我们会感动，会尊敬他。
We will be touched and want to honor him.
第一个，神的名是美的，因为他很高。
And God's name is beautiful because he is high.
所以我们看人世间有时候你跟人在讲话讲不到几句话名片就掏出来。这个名片掏出来绝对不是说我在哪个公司当工友了。一定是说董经理参谋董事长。
It's like when we meet people today and we have conversations with them, they'll want to give us their business cards and it's never to say they're lowly employees, but to say they're managers or CEOs or presidents.
那正面就是现任那翻过来是承认。翻过来就是过去曾做过。
Oh, and then so on the front side it says what they're doing now, and the back side is their history.
哈佛大学研究没有毕业没有关系，研究。
And so if they went to Harvard for their graduate school, it's okay if they didn't graduate as long as they went to Harvard.
人呢喜欢用高来把自己衬托自己的价值。
So people like to elevate themselves.
但其实最高的是神。
But the greatest one is God.
神的名是美的。
And his name is great.
第二个原因。
And the second reason.
我们看诗篇的第八篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalm chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说主我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
神的名在全地何其美。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
神的名是美妙的，荣耀的。
And his name is amazing and glorious.
为什么
？Why？
第一节下半句。
Verse 1.
你将荣耀彰显于天。
Who have set your glory above the heavens？
因为神有荣耀。
Because God has glory.
所以他的名是美的。
So his name is beautiful.
如果神没有荣耀，他的名可能就不这么美。
So if he was not glorious, then his name would not have such beauty.
那这个神的荣耀在两方面表现。
And we can see his glory in two places.
一方面是在物质界表现。
And the first way we can see it in our material world.
物质界的存在。
And in the presence of the material world.
我们看第二节。
And let's look at verse 2.
诗篇第八篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 8 verse 2.
你因为仇敌的缘故从婴孩和吃的口中建立的能力使仇敌和报仇的无口可言。再看第三节。
Verse 3.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。第四节
，Verse 4，
便说人算什么，你竟然顾念他；世人算什么，你竟然眷顾他。这个大卫这样作诗， 我观看你指头所造的天，还有月亮星宿。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained.
这个太伟大了。
And this is too great.
你现在看到那个星。
And now when you see the stars.
那是用光年来算的。用光啊 ,light year.
You can count it in light years.
就是光一年所跑的距离，用这样来算那个星跟我们距离有多远。
So the distance from us to the stars can be measured in light years.
光一秒钟啊，地球绕七圈半。
In one second, it could circle the Earth 7.5 times.
那如果这个光啊，从那边照30年到地上来。
And so if it's shown 30 years down to Earth.
那有多远啊？
How far is that?
你没有办法去了解这么远。
We are unable to understand such length.
但那个是你看得到，还有看不到的。
And that's what you can see and what you can't see.
所以星星有多大，有多少，你没有办法数尽。
So the number of stars cannot be counted.
但是这个是神的指头所造的。
But they were created by God's fingers.
所以神的荣耀就在那里。
So God's glory is there.
那比起天上这个神的杰作，神这么大的荣耀，人算什么？
And so compared to such great glory, what is man?
60年代啊，苏联第一个太空人打到太空舱啊，到月球这个太空去。
In 1960, Russia sent the first man into space.
他绕了几圈以后，他从无线电说：“我没有神，因为我没有看到神。”
And then he said, "There is no God because I don't see one."
就后来有一个画卡通的，就画这个克里米牛宫有一条蚯蚓头抬出头来，头上说没有赫鲁雪夫，那个时候是他们的总理。有一个 earthworm 啊，从赫那克里姆尼宫啊，这个头就伸出来哈。
Oh, so then a cartoonist drew a satirical comic about that.
结果他没有看到苏联的总理啊。苏联那个什么。
Okay.
所以他就说没有这个人啊。
So the earthworm came out and he didn't see the prime minister and assumed that he did not exist.
好，那过了不久，换美国的太空人打到太空上。
And soon after that, an American astronaut also went into space.
他在太空就开始在念诗篇十九篇。
And in space, he started to read Psalms chapter 19.
我们看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节。
Verse 2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
无言无语，也无声音可听。第四节。
Verse 4.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。这个第三节跟第四节好像矛盾了。
Verse 3 and verse 4 seem to contradict.
第三节说无言无语也没有声音可听。
Verse 3 says there's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
那第四节又说他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
And yet verse 4 says their line has gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world.
这个到底怎么一回事呢？
So what does this mean?
因为神借着他所创造的万物在述说他的荣耀跟他的伟大。
Because through everything he has created, it proclaims his greatness.
所以当我们仔细去看，然后去思想，我们就可以感受到神借着他创造的万物告诉我们他很伟大。
So if we carefully think about it, we can realize that through his creations, he tells us how great he is.
Year 2, 公元2000年的时候，时代杂志曾经看一个封面，爱因斯坦的画照片。
So in 2000, there were many magazine covers with Einstein on the cover. Time magazine had him on the cover.
爱因斯坦的照片。
Had Albert Einstein's picture.
说过去2000年来影响人类最伟大的一位人是爱因斯坦。
And it proclaimed that the man who has influenced us the most is Albert Einstein in the last 2,000 years. Why?
因为他发明相对论。
Because he's created the theory of relativity.
所以爱因斯坦很出名。
So he's very famous.
但是相对论是什么？
But what is theory of relativity?
他是去发现神创造定律里面的一条。
He's discovering one of the greatnesses in God's creation.
他变成2000年来最伟大的一个人。
So he is the greatest man in the last 2,000 years.
那神创造还有很多的奥秘在里面，没有人知道。
Yet there are so many more mysteries God has created that we do not know about.
如果爱因斯坦这么伟大
if Einstein can be so great,
那神有多伟大？
How much greater is God?
我以前住在 Princeton.
I used to live in Princeton.
有一次我去看一个慕道者。
And I went to see a true seeker.
他很高兴告诉我。
And he was very happy to tell me.
他说他的朋友买了爱因斯坦的住过的房子在 Princeton.
And he said his friend was living in Einstein's former residence.
以后我就从那房子开过，老老旧旧的。
So I drove out there and it was old.
漆是灰色的。
And it was gray.
为什么爱因斯坦住过的房子就这么出名？
So why is his house so famous?
因为他很出名。
Just because Einstein was famous.
那神啊，如果我们认识神，
So if we understand God,
我们就知道神的名是伟大的，因为他的杰作。
Then we know his name is great because his creations are great.、
哦、你如果看到听到贝多芬的交响曲，
if you hear Beethoven's symphony,
哇，你很感动。
And you are very touched.
但是你知道吗？如果你在乡下长大，你天天在听那个蟋蟀啦，听那虫啦，听那鸟在歌唱。
But if you lived in the country,、哦、you would hear the noises of the animal every day.、
哦、那个漂亮啊，那个音乐很漂亮。
And that's very beautiful as well.、
哦、那个是神的杰作。
And that's God's symphony.、哦
那你如果看那个梵谷在画画
，and if you watch、
哦、Van Gogh， 哦、
，Van Gogh、painting a picture，
哦，你又画他画得很好
，and he paints very well。
但是你去世界去旅游
，but then if you travel around the world，
你发现世界很漂亮啊
，you'll realize the world is very beautiful。
不要说世界，我有时候我从这里开车到 Pacifica 去领会
，not just the world，、哦、sometimes I drive from here to Pacifica。
我一drive到那个92号那个地方，有山有水有雾，哇，真的很漂亮。
And when I drive onto Route 92 and I see the mountains,、哦、the water and the fog, it's very beautiful.
哦，这个是神的杰作。
And this is God's painting.
人画的不会动，但是那个是一直在动的。
The what man can draw cannot move, but what God has made can move.
所以你看世界上最伟大的是谁？神都比他伟大。
So whoever the greatest is on the earth, God is greater than him.
那如果我们会崇拜人，我们更要拜神。
So if we can worship man, we must worship God even more.
你看有哪一个人崇拜的今天还在呢？
And which man who has been worshipped is still here today?
有哪一个人崇拜的再过一百年还在呢？
Which man who is being worshipped will still be here 100 years from now?
都不在的。
They're all gone.
但是神还在。
But God is still here.
那为什么人崇拜人，人不拜神呢？
So why is it that man can worship each other but not God?
这真的想不通啊。
This really doesn't make sense.
神太伟大。
Because God is too great.
他的杰作太大。
And his power is too great.
我们接着看罗马书。
And now let us turn to Romans.
神的杰作还有在树林上的。
And God's masterpiece is also within the spiritual world.
Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
Romans chapter 11,
verse
33.
Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
生在神丰富的智慧和知识，何其判断，何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。34节。
Verse 34.
谁曾知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？是谁先给他，使他后来偿还呢？36节。
36。
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。愿荣耀归给他，直至永远永远。这个保罗在写因信称义的道理。
Here Paul is writing about justification through faith.
Yeah. 然后他要把做一个结论。
And he wanted to make a conclusion.
到结论的时候，他说：“身在神的丰富智慧，何其判难以测度。”
And his conclusion was that how oh the depths of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God.
36节，万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For of him and through him and to him are all things.
没有神就没有万有。
Without God, there's nothing.
今天万有存在是因为有他的能力托住。
Because everything exists, it's because God has used his strength.
那万有的存在也是为着他。
And everything exists for him.
要彰显他的荣耀。
It is to proclaim his glory.
所以神确实他的名是美的。
So God's name is great.
因为他在属灵，你看不见那个灵界里面，他在这个今生的地面上，他的杰作让你知道神是伟大的。
Because in his masterpiece in this world today lets you know how great he is.
这是第二个原因。
And this is a second reason.
神的作为非常荣耀。
His masterpiece is glorious.
我们再来看雅各第一章。
And let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各第一章。
Song of Songs, chapter
1. 雅各的第一章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节。
Verse 4.
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。王带我进入内室，我们要因为你的你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。圣经说他们爱你是理所当然的。
In the Bible it says, rightly do they love you.
他们是谁？
And who is they?
地上的人。
The people of this world.
你是谁？
Who are you?
天上的神。
And then the God of the world.
人爱神是理所当然的。
It is right that people love God.
那我们现在看起来很多人根本就不爱神啊。
But we can see nowadays very few people love God.
为什么圣经说是理所当然？
But why does the Bible say it is right?
如果我们认识神，
If we understand him,
你爱他是理所当然。
Then it is right for you to love him.
那现在人为什么不会去爱神呢？
So why is it that we don't love him?
因为人不认识他。
Because we don't know him.
那雅歌里面呢，用新郎跟新娘的爱情啊。在描写神跟人的关系。
So in Song of Solomon, it talks about the love between a bride and a bridegroom to describe God's love for us.
那圣经里面常常是双关的。
So in the Bible, there are many double meanings.
这个也告诉我们说，在婚姻里面的爱情是好的，是神祝福的。
This is also to show us that the love within a marriage is good and blessed by God.
但是这个也在表示神跟人的爱。
But this is also to show us the love between God and man.
那第四节说，愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
And in verse 4, it says, Draw me away, we will run after you.
那我们要因为你欢喜快乐。
And we will be glad and rejoice in you.
如果你信耶稣，信到愁眉苦脸。
If you believe in Jesus and you are always crying.
为着进天国，今天晚上不得已来教会。
And because you really want to go to heaven, you have to come to church tonight.
这个可能我们对神还不够认识。
Then perhaps we don't understand him very well.
那有没有哪一个人跟他先生结婚，又爱又怕的，可能很少啊。
Is there anyone who marries their husband and is very happy and sad?
如果你爱，你就会去享受，那就是一种喜乐的来源。
If you love, you will enjoy, and that is a kind of happiness.
那如果我们有感受神对我们的爱
，and if we understand the love that God has for us,
我们就会被他吸引。
So we will be drawn to him.
所以你很喜欢靠近神。
So we will want to be close to him.
你很喜欢讨神喜欢。
And we will run after him.
因为你觉得他很爱你。
Because we feel that he loves us.
而且你跟神在一起的时候，你很高兴。
And when you are with him, you will be very happy.
因为你知道他很爱你。
Because you know he loves you.
就好像跟新郎跟新娘一样。
Like a bride and a bridegroom.
那这个第三节说。
And in verse 3 it says,
你的膏油馨香。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointments.
然后你的名好像香膏。
Your name is ointment poured forth.
你的名，神的名好像香膏。
So God's name is like ointment.
这个代表什么？
What does this mean?
这个香膏啊，有时候都是从这个树上去采那个很珍贵的东西，把它挤出来的。
So ointment is gathered from the material of the leaves on a tree.
然后挤完了那个脆渣就丢掉了。
And after it has been turned into ointment, the leftovers thrown away.
但是它最宝贵那个本质啊，被挤出来了。
But the most precious portion has been squeezed out.
所以那个玛利亚献那个一瓶那真纳达香膏，这一年的工资。
So when Mary donated an entire bottle of perfume, that was a year's worth of wages.
那以美国平均的每一年的收入大概2500吧，这几年两万五。
And the average salary in the U.S. is about $25,000.
那现在如果有哪一个太太买了25,000一瓶香水到处擦，我看她先生晚上睡不着。
If there is any wife today who spent $25,000 on perfume, I'm sure her husband could not sleep at night.
但是这个玛利亚把这个香膏倒在耶稣的身上，
Mary,
整个屋里是充满香气。
Mary poured this perfume all over Jesus, and the whole house was smelled of fragrance.
这里说你的名好像香膏一样。
And here it says your name is like ointment.
那神的名在最美，这个最美的时候在什么时候表现出来？
And so when can we see the greatness of God's name?
就是客西马尼园。
At Gethsemane.
哥哥他山。
Or the Mount Golgotha.
这个客西马尼园的客西马尼园的意思就是那个榨橄榄那个 presser 那个东西。
And so Gethsemane refers to the presser.
就是你那个橄榄树这样一压下去，那个橄榄汁就跑出来。
So when you press on the olive tree, the olive oil comes out.
所以主耶稣在客西马尼园的时候，那个很大的苦杯压到他身上他的本质就发出来。
So when Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane and he was being pressured, it was.
他的本质是什么
？So what is his preciousness？
他的本质就是爱 ，essence。
His essence is love.
那主耶稣被钉在十字架上，表现他的爱出来。
And so when Jesus was crucified, it showed his love for us.
这就是他的香气，这就是他的膏油。
And this is his fragrance and his ointment.
所以你看世界上你如果遇到一个好人
，So if you meet a good person in this world,
你会很感动。
You will be very touched.
怎么世界上有这么好的人
？How can there be such a great person in this world？
但是最好的人是谁
？But who is the greatest person of all？
是主耶稣。
It is Jesus.
所以主的名最美。
So God's name is the greatest.
我说你看那个尸体反而被圣灵充满。
So when Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满就是被神的本质充满，被爱充满。
When he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was filled with the essence of Jesus.
啊，当人用石头要打他。
So when they were about to stone him,
啊，尸体反脸像天使一样。
Stephen's face was like an angel.
跪下来祷告，求神赦免那钉他的人。
He knelt down and asked for forgiveness for those who were stoning him.
人世间最美的就是爱。
The greatest essence of man is love.
这个爱就在耶稣的身上表现出来。
And this love was shown through Jesus.
所以耶稣的名是美的。
So Jesus' name is great.
耶稣的名可以吸引我们。
And Jesus' name can draw us.
因为他来到世界上为人牺牲他的生命。
Because he came down to this world to give his life up for us.
没有一个名比这个名更美。
There's no name that can be greater than this name.
所以神的名是美，有三个原因。
So there's three reasons why God's name is so great.
第一个。
The first one.
他的地位最高。
Because his position is the highest.
第二个。
The second,
他的作为最大。
Because his masterpiece is the greatest.
第三个。
The third,
他的本质最美。
Because his essence is the greatest.
所以他的名在地上是最荣耀的。
So his name in this world is the greatest and most glorious.
好，我们现在看腓立比书。
And now let's turn to Philippians.
好，腓立比书。
Philippians.
第二章。
Verse, chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节。
Verse 9.
所以神将他身为至高，又是给他那超乎万名之上的名。第十节。
Verse 10.
叫一切在天上、地上、地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。十一节。
Verse 11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归给父神。这里讲主耶稣一直往下降。
Here it says that Jesus lowered himself.
从神变成人。
He turned it from God into human.
然后从人变成仆人。
And from a man into bond servant.
那从仆人变成罪人。
And from a bond servant into a sinner.
所以被钉在十字架上。
So he became crucified on the cross.
那这样啊，钉十字架以后，神就把他提上来。
And after he was crucified, he was elevated by God.
所以第九节将他升为至高。
So in verse 9 it says that he was highly exalted.
又是给他超乎万名之的之名。
And gave him the name who is above every name.
这个超乎万名之名的名就是神的名，就是耶稣。
The name which is above every name is the name of God, which is Jesus.
所以这个耶稣的名字开始有很大的权柄，是主耶稣从死里复活以后。
And so when the name of Jesus became great after his resurrection.
那这个名字有多大的权柄呢？
And so how powerful is this name?
天上地上地底下的要因耶稣的名就要屈膝。
That those in heaven and on earth and under the earth have to bow to him.
所以耶稣这个名非常有权柄。
So this name has great power.
非常荣耀。
And it's very glorious.
那今天我们就归属于这个名。
And today we worship this name.
所以我们的身上有主的名。
So upon us there is the name of Jesus.
得圣灵就是盖印。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, it is receiving a seal.
表示我们是属耶稣。
It means that we belong to Jesus.
属于这个尊贵的名的。
So we belong to this precious name.
所以我们信耶稣很宝贵。如果你认识耶稣的名多荣耀，你今天属于他，这个是多大的多大的福分。
If we understand how great his name is, we realize how precious it is to be able to believe in him.
因此我们活在这个地面上。
So when we live on this world,
我们的行事为人要对得起主。
Our behaviors have to be what we can report to God with.
因为我们身上有他的名。
Because we have his name on ourselves.
他的名很荣耀。
And his name is very great.
但是我们的生活要跟他的名相称。
So our daily lives have to be like his name.
好像英国那个王子。
Just like the royalty in England.
你看他的身份是这样，所以他出去，他的动作，他的讲话，都是要跟他的身份相配一样。
Because of his status, his everyday behavior must match up to his status.
我们身上有神的名。
So we have God's name upon us.
所以我们的生活要很注重，让这个名得到荣耀。
So our lives have to do everything to glorify God.
第二个。
And second.
要为这个名受苦。
We must suffer for this name.
看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
《使徒行传》第五章
，Acts chapter 5，
四十一节
，verse 41。
第五章四十一节
，chapter 5 verse 41。
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。这里说他们离开公会。
Here it says they departed from the presence of the council。
使徒离开公会。
So the disciples departed from the presence。
四十节说他们在公会被打。
And here it says that at the council they were beaten.
然后又吩咐他不可以再传耶稣。
And they were told not to preach about Jesus anymore.
离开公会很高兴啊。
But yet they rejoiced as they were leaving.
刚刚被打了，现在离开又很高兴。
They were just beaten, but yet they're rejoicing.
为什么？
Why?
他们觉得我是配为这个名受辱。
They felt that they were worthy to suffer the shame for his name.
所以为着这个名被打也很有意思。
So it was very great for them to be beaten for this name.
所以人活着的意义在哪里？
So what is the meaning of man to live?
就是你心里的最深处，我们所做的一切都是为着耶稣这个名，那个就是你的意义。
Because everything that we do must be for Jesus, and that is our meaning of life.
你从心里的最深处。
And from the deepest parts of our
heart. 你的一举一动，你每一天的生活都是为着耶稣的名。
Every action in our daily lives must be for Jesus.
你的人生意义就在这里。
And that is your meaning of life.
让神的名在我们身上彰显。
Let God's name be upon us and be glorified. Let us sing him.
圣经说神看我们不过是尘土。
The Bible says that God sees us as but dust.
确实人的本身呢是没有什么价值。
And it's true that we have no value.
我们的价值在哪里？
Where is our value?
是因为神的名在我们身上。
It is because God's name is upon us.
所以才变成很有价值。
So we have become very valuable.
这个就是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we are going to pray.
我们最后祷告15分钟。
Our last prayer will be 15 minutes.
请我不断地为教会的圣工代祷。
And please let us continue to pray for the holy work of the church.
愿主的圣灵充满每一个人。
And may God's Holy Spirit fill every one of us.
让每一个人能够变化更新。
So every one of us can change and take root.
在我们的身上能够彰显神的荣耀。
So that upon us we can reveal God's glory.
我们祷告时间到按钮。
And I will press the bell when it is time.
我们一起来祈祷。
Okay, let us pray.